Greenberg family has been smoking turkeys for over 85 years in Totter, Texas. And this is the time of the year that, I don't know, a couple of 100,000 of those birds take off and fly all over the country. I guess it's probably even more than that. And actually, they don't fly. They go by UPS. Sam Greenberg is the paterfamilias of the family, of the third generation Greenberg family. And you hear him chortling in the background. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. It's all, you know, I can almost tell the date when I get a call from you.
Well, it's about the time that I get a notice that my turkey is in transit to me, and I say, you know, it's time to check in with Sam. You know, the interesting thing is, and a lot of us have grown up eating Greenberg turkey all of our life for Thanksgiving, but the fact is, it's really more of a holiday thing. I mean, the bulk of your business is on the other side of Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Well, actually, oddly enough, COVID, this is one of those things that COVID changed. People buy them. We're selling more now for Thanksgiving than we do for Christmas, which it used 4 years ago, it was just the opposite. So it's a changing world, and this is one of the things that changed. Our volume hasn't decreased, but it's distributed differently now. It's fine with us as long as we sell the birds.
But are you selling these to families for personal consumption? I thought the bulk of the business had become sort of gifts that were sent out.
Well, yes. The bulk of it at Christmas is for gifts. But if you think about it, if it's a gift item, then you're in line with every other person that's selling gifts. And then we're behind Dillard's and Neiman Marcus. We're right along with everybody competing for your business. But the center of that holiday table at Thanksgiving is pretty much our real estate.
Yeah, good point. So tell me about the business, because you're a great indicator on several levels. But first of all, to the consumer, all we've been hearing about, especially with restaurants and some of the retailers, is people, you know, pulling back in and moving down and buying off-brand instead of name-brand, you know, companies for mayonnaise or cream cheese,
right,
or whatever. Are they shopping down?
Well, our price is down about 5% from last year to the end consumer, because the wholesale price of turkeys was down. Now, I don't see them. We do not see an indication that people are buying a smaller size to accommodate their needs. And we're seeing strong, you know, sales are strong. And my first indication right now is that sales for Thanksgiving are up. And not a little bit. For us, it's up quite a bit, because we're you know, it's mainly word of mouth out here, and we're up about 6%, 7%.
That's remarkable. Well, that is
year over year.
And the commodity prices have come down, because that's the other thing, is your good gauge of commodity prices. And I'm still seeing headlines about avian flu or bird flu or whatever. And I thought maybe that would put the squeeze on some of the commodity prices for you. Evidently not.
Well, I think that feed is the biggest component for the turkeys. I'm not. You know, I hear the avian flu, and I hear that's why the egg prices are soaring right now. But of course, we bought turkeys 9 months ago.
Yeah.
But the price is still steady. It's level. So it's very stable right now. I've not seen that there's any big indigestion in the turkey market. But you know, in the feed prices have stabilized too.
What about the logistics of getting these birds out? I mean, on the one hand, you don't ship all from. I learned this from you a couple of years ago. You don't drop ship all these from Totter, Texas. You had them spread out across the country, I guess.
Well, no. Actually, we do. They all leave here, but we aggregate shipments going to different parts of the country so that we can expedite shipments to those. But they do all originate here, and it's on an as needed basis. They go to the different areas, but the shipping, the trucking expenses, it has leveled out or dropped on all the shipping charges. Now UPS on its charges hasn't, but you know, they have their yearly increase, but they are getting more stable on their pricing.
So tell me about your business. We've talked on and off over the years about maybe you get into some other areas, and I'm dragging you into the 21st century was really tough. You know, you only recently started taking credit cards and that sort of thing. What? But why? You've got a great name. You've got a mailing list of what, something over 300,000 people. You could sell anything. How can you just sell turkeys? Why aren't you Newskies?
Well, I'll just be real upfront and honest with you and your listeners. We had the fire 4 years ago this month. I'm still trying to get square with the insurance company.
Wow.
Yeah, after 4 years. Is it right? No. But because of that, I haven't had the needed and necessary funds to try to start funding other avenues and paths. So, we're sticking with the turkeys for right now, but we have some things and we have some products we'd like to entertain our customers with.
Well, I can see you becoming a year round brand, like I say, Newskies and some others. And you certainly have the national reputation now. I mean, Oprah saw to that whenever it was 20 years ago when she named you one of her favorite things, not once, but I think twice. And then the fire, it was interesting to see you bring up the fire, but interesting to see coverage of Greenberg turkeys in newspapers and on radio stations and television stations all over the country.
It was two things. It was humbling and very gratifying that we had such a following that it became news. Heck, it was around the world. It was in the Daily Mail in Britain. I mean, it was all over about losing all those turkeys, but you know, as far as the company is concerned, we're over that hurdle, and I have no doubt that through our legal system, we'll be over the other part too. So it is what it is. But I will say this: anybody that is in business, you have to have insurance, but you better have a plan B because that insurance is not the best.
Yeah, I think we may help you get you to help us go shopping for insurance and find what companies not to use. But
let me tell you this: when they start arguing over what the word "and" means, it's a little disheartening.
Sam Greenberg of Greenberg Turkeys, always good to chat with you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, and I wish you and all your listeners a great holiday season.
Thanks a lot, and back at you. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.